It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Utah AOG. And we're going to talk today about the Circles program. Now, this is a great tool that we have here in the community for community members to, you know, get some financial help and some financial ideas and things like that. And we're going to talk about the Circles program and what it does here in the community, and then ways that you can be a part of it. And they're looking for allies right now for the cohort that's going to start up again in January. Julie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
So let's talk about the Circles program and what it all entails and what different things it does for people here in the community.
Okay. So just to start off with, Dave, one thing that I want to identify, that Circles does not provide financial assistance. And that's been a confusion for the past couple years, where people will call and need help and they'll ask for the Circles program because they need a motel voucher or whatnot. And that is not what Circles is. So Circles is a program that the Southeastern AOG has been running for 6-7 years now. An incredible program, because we work with low-income families to help provide tools and resources to get them out of poverty. So it's an ongoing process. When we get new participants, they make a commitment for at least 18 months.
And so really what it does is, as you said, there is no financial support, but it's going to give you the tools to go out and get financial support, get back on your feet, get, you know, and kind of maybe, I know it's one of those words that we don't like to use a lot, but intergenerational poverty.
Yes.
You know, and kind of break that cycle. And is that kind of where the main goal of the Circles program is concerned, or did it come from somewhere else?
No, you're spot on. And one of the things, too, I want to emphasize is that when families are in poverty, they're often in survival mode, because that's what you are trying to do. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're just trying to get by through today. And if that's how you were raised, then oftentimes you weren't taught things like financial literacy, soft skills, building healthy relationships, you know, how to build or create a resume, apply for a job. And so those are, that's kind of where Circles jumps in to help support families. But we don't tell families what to do or how to do it. It's all about relationships. We build relationships together and work through these challenges and barriers together.
And if you want to be a part of the Circles program from that aspect of getting the help and learning the skills and things like that, what do you need to do?
So as a participant, we, within our programs, we're really trying to advertise it again. But I would say, come on down to the AOG, call me, make an appointment, come and let's have a discussion about it. And, you know, make sure it's a right fit for you.
And as you said, you're asking for at least an 18-month commitment to kind of get through the whole course. But you said it's kind of ongoing.
Yeah, and it could take years, you know. But one of the things that we do is we build social capital. You know, we come and remove obstacles and barriers within our community. So it is work, but it's something that we do together. And it's I love it. It's like a family.
Okay. So that's from that side of it. Now, if you're out there and you're in the community and you think, you know what, maybe I could lend a hand, maybe I could help them out, those are called allies.
Correct.
And what do you need to do if you want to become an ally and to be part of this?
So an ally is described as an intentional friendship. We would like to get 2 allies for every circle leader. And we have 2 ally nights per month. So that way, if one ally can't make it, then the other ally can. This is not a huge time sink. You know, I mean, if you spend a couple hours a week on social media, you know, or more, 1 hour, if we can donate 1 hour a week, 1 hour every couple weeks. But really, the ally is there just to give a thumbs up to the circle leader and encourage them. One of the things that we've learned, that a lot of families that are struggling have a lot of relationships to help them meet immediate needs. But whenever we do an assessment on a potential circle leader and we ask them, how many people do you have in your life that are there to give you a thumbs up, a good job, or can I look at your resume? 99% of the time, Dave, we hear 0%.
And so really it's a pat on the back. It's someone to kind of encourage them and point them in the direction and tell them that, you know what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah, working on SMART goals together, starting off. And we just want to make sure that an ally also will make a commitment and attend meetings, and it's a great Yeah, relationship building.
Okay, so if you're wanting to be an ally, it, basically the same thing. Just head on down to the AOG building and talk to you, and, yep. and let's
or
get you signed up.
Give me a call, and we can set up an appointment to meet to discuss it further.
All right, and as you said, it goes on, and it just continues, but you do have a new cohort that starts up in January. Is that right?
Correct.
And what nights of the week do you guys meet?
So we have circles. It is held on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
One thing that I love, it's from 6 to 8 at our agency. But one of the best things is that dinner's provided. We all come and eat together, bond together, and then children can come and children learn based on age groups, a little bit about what mom and dad are learning about. Plus, they do fun activities. And
so it's really a great night for the whole family to get together. Plus, it's very educational as well.
Yes.
All right. So once again, if you have any questions about the Circles program, you can give Julie a call. Julie, what's your number out there?
It is 435-613-0065.
All right. And we can get you signed up. We can get you taken care of. If you're concerned or interested in wanting to be an ally, you can do the same thing. Give Julie a call. She'll get some information from you. And then get ready to help out the community in one of the best ways that we can, and help everybody just kind of slowly get back on their feet and work their way back into it. Julie, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.